Well, good morning, Tim. Hope you had a pleasant Independence Day holiday.
Yes, it sure was, Pat. Great holiday in Western New York for sure.
Big news this week from William Fichtner.
Yeah, you know, Hollywood actor and Cheektowaga native William Fichtner has actually big news even in Hollywood. It's his directorial debut. He's sort of, changing hats a bit. You know, he's really an actor, but in this particular movie that he's shooting in his hometown here, he's actually directing, producing, and starring in the film. So it's a movie called Cold Brook, and takes place in upstate New York. And he's been planning this now for a number of years, and finally has come to fruition.
And he's written it as well. Is that not true?
Yeah, he wrote. He co-wrote it with Kane DeVore, who is a noted writer in Hollywood and someone who's actually up here in Western New York during the filming also. So we've got quite a cast of characters up here as Cold Brook unfolds.
Wow, sounds pretty good. Now, I did see that there seemed to be some questions from the public. When will we see him filming and when will he be visible in our community? And the answer was not really. Is that correct?
Well, you know, as most movies are, they don't really encourage anybody to kind of come down and watch because two reasons, really. It's very often boring. It's like watching paint dry. It really is take after take after take. But also, you know, the scenes are, the scenes are typically inside. So you probably wouldn't see much anyway. So he's in and around Western New York over the next few weeks, and then a small stint in Central New York in the Cortland County area is at the final tail end of the shoot sequence here.
Now, the other news you had for us this week is that of Fred Olen Ray, who just this past weekend was wrapping up a film in up in Niagara County. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Fred Ray has been back again. He was working on a movie called Deceptive Boyfriend, which, something that is more of a thriller, I guess, which we will either likely see in theaters or potentially, you know, on television, as many of his movies end up right on Lifetime or Ion or, you know, any of those sorts of channels. But what's interesting about Fred Ray is that he's a return customer. You know, he came here a few years ago and has returned over and over again to shoot movie after movie. And he's really widely recognized as the most prolific director in Hollywood, living director, I should say. You know, he's done almost 160 or 170 films. I've kind of lost count. I think he probably has too. But, there aren't many other people who can say that in their careers, and certainly, you know, he's of the most of the living directors now. You know, he certainly directed more of them, so we're privileged to have him in this community for sure. And he also told us that he's bringing two more before the end of the year back to Western New York. He really, really loves this place, and who wouldn't when you see all the great locations and scenery?
Well, Tim, I think at this point we are out of time. I know there's a lot more coming up on your schedule and filmmaking schedule in Western New York. We'll have to talk about it next time.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy summer and a nice summer. So wishing everyone and all of your listeners a great summer here in Western New York.
And my guest has been Tim Clark, head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Tim, thanks for coming in.
Well, it's always great to be with you and your listeners, Pat, and enjoy the summer.
Thank you. You too. I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.